Hello, welcome to Spiritually Fed. My name is Bree Marshall. I am a wife, mother, a runner, baker, and I am so glad you are here with me today. Here, I love to share my personal life and spiritual experiences to connect and relate with you. I am hoping that you find spiritual moments and love. Let's share our experiences together. Hello, welcome everyone. Good evening. It is nighttime here today. I am getting ready to go on a little trip with my family, and I'm trying to take care of this episode before we go, but I'm just so excited for this episode that I had to get it done before I go to bed so that I can get going on our mini vacation we're going on. Guys, if you have not, please comment on my blog or leave a review. That's what I meant. Sorry. Please leave a review on my podcast. I said my blog. You can do that too, but I would love for you guys to rate it and review it so other people can go ahead and connect and relate with me and relate with this wonderful community that I hope we're growing on spiritual experiences. So to jump right into it, we're going to talk about some of our spiritual moments that we have remembered or we want to remember in the past. And the title of this is, Do You Remember That? Any spiritual moments we want to remember. So I love that every day I find something spiritual. I seek for spiritual moments to write down. A lot of the days I have the spiritual moments with my husband or my children, and I find joy in interactions with them. And I also pray for moments to feel the spirit and to connect with them and anyone I can come in contact with that day. So let's talk about the moments that raise us up. I loved a moment that I had with my daughter. We were doing preschool together. And with the weather cooling down, we thought it would be fun to go outside and walk around the neighborhood after we did her little schooling at home. And while we were walking around, she asked if we could dance to some music. There's this park next to our house. I wouldn't even call it a park. It's like an abandoned just driveway. I don't even know how to say it. It's filled with weeds, but we walk around there looking for golf balls, and my family and I think it's so fun. But we like to turn on music while we're looking for the golf balls and just dance and make it a fun family affair. It's super fun. But so I turned on some music on my phone and we danced to a few songs until we were back at the house. And while we were dancing and playing, she fell over on the ground and she looked up at me and was a little shook up. And I laid down next to her and with a big smile on my face, I grabbed her hand to pick her up. And I asked her if she was okay. And then I told her, hey, I would be there for you to help you up anytime you need it. And immediately, as I extended my hand and started to say those words, I thought of Jesus Christ and Him doing the exact same thing for me every time I have fallen when I didn't think I was going to fall. I have learned that just like children, we love that help that we love the help that is extended to us when we fall down. We feel loved and acknowledged. And after this experience, I told myself that I wanted to look back and remember this. I want to look back and remember this experience with Ryan and ask her, do you remember that? It was so fun. And it was such a great spiritual moment for me. So I want our next area is I want to be all of us to be reminded of what we can do. So my cousin came over later on that day and she asked me a question. Hey, do you remember that? And we were talking about when we were roommates back in college. And I loved what we talked about. I want to give a shout out to my cousin because she's so awesome for bringing this experience up. I love you, girl. Thank you so much. But she reminded me of something that we talked about that I didn't even remember. Seriously, I don't remember having this conversation, but she reminded me about how I was going to write and share my testimony to many people. And I just felt so much joy. And I actually started choking up when she brought this up to me. And I've always known that I wanted to share my testimonies to others through writing or speaking, but I didn't know how I was going to go about it. I know and I believe the Lord has been preparing me since I was in college to where I am now to start sharing the gospel and spiritual moments or experiences. You guys, you and I are alike. We are all experiencing similar situations. We all experience pain or joy, and we all want to feel loved. I mean, am I right? I mean, I have grown so much by allowing the Spirit to influence and guide me through the light of Jesus Christ. It has been a stepping stone into sharing the gospel, and it has allowed me to learn more about the life of Jesus Christ. It has allowed me to want to become a better version of me little by little. I want to share this scripture in 2 Nephi 28:30. It states, "For behold, thus saith the Lord God, I will give unto the children of men, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. And blessed are those who hearken unto my precepts and lend an ear unto my counsel, for they shall learn wisdom. For unto him that receiveth, I will give more. And from them that shall say, we have enough, from them shall be taken away even that which they have." I know all of us have a divine purpose, whether that being a mother, an entrepreneur, a missionary, or a friend, or a leader, anything we feel called to do. I also believe that the divine purpose from our Father in heaven grows us here a little and there a little. So growing here and there, we are all growing and we are all doing at a pace we are progressing at through the experience. And for me, I have grown the most when I have allowed the Spirit to be more present with me. And I desire its comfort and companionship by searching it in my thoughts and through the example of Jesus Christ. And I know that because of that and seeing more spiritual experiences in my life, I have been able to share the gospel and my testimony to you guys, to my family, to more people that I'm coming in contact with. Like that wonderful experience I had with my cousin, she was reminding me of such wonderful, just a moment, a spiritual moment we had together. And I love that. I love you, girl. So let's talk about now seeking what we want to remember. Seek that companionship of the Holy Ghost. As you do, you will see more of the light of Christ in your life. You will see more of what your purpose and progression can be. Through prayer and listening to the Spirit, you will be guided. I've seen it in my life, little by little. It doesn't come to me all at once. I know Heavenly Father wants us to understand things little by little. And I hope to look back at these experiences now and ask myself, do you remember that great spiritual moment? Do you remember the growth you made by coming closer to the Spirit? I really hope I do. And I hope I look forward to many more life-changing experiences to become the better version of me that I want to be. And I know that you guys all see that same worth in you and the spiritual moments in you or just progression. Acknowledge it and keep going. He has a divine purpose for you. And I hope that you can feel it or understand it through the promptings of the Holy Ghost or through prayer, whatever works best for you. So I'm going to leave that with you guys today, but I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so glad that you were able to tune in. If you are wanting more content, please check out my website, spirituallyfedblog.com. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode and you're able to get my emails. I hope we can connect and become friends. Much love, Bree.